From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, August 13th. I'm Abby Larico. Today, an update on a case to determine the map that Missourians use to vote, how local officials are responding to new White House vaccine guidance, and how a unique kind of heart transplant is helping a local family. And for its tour co-production of The Two Gentlemen of Verona, St. Louis Shakespeare Festival went to the dogs.
I read apathetic old dog that's a little ill-behaved, and I was like, oh my God, that's my dog.
We'll find out what STLPR's Rachel Lippman meant the other day when she said here at the station she was interviewing the four-legged actors, who are apparently stealing the show. That's all coming up on The Gateway. A Missouri judge has granted a request to further delay a lawsuit over the state's congressional map so that a Republican coalition can intervene. The map was redrawn with the express purpose of giving Republicans an advantage in November. Chuck Hatfield is the attorney for the anti-gerrymandering group People Not Politicians. He argues the intervention slows a case that the Missouri Supreme Court once resolved quickly.
Election authorities and voters need to understand whether they're going to see a referendum on House Bill 1 on their ballot in November.
Still, the Cole County Circuit Court postponed the hearing until Tuesday. Republican attorney Mark Ellinger insists additional delays are not their goal.
I don't think anybody wants to stall. We need an answer to this question quickly. Whoever wins or loses, I think it's pretty clear from the Supreme Court's letter that they anticipate an appeal from one side or the other.
The court has until September 8th to decide whether to put the referendum case on the ballot, which leaves less than a month to decide the case. Public infrastructure improvements in Midtown St. Louis could soon be getting a boost from a new taxing district. The city's Tax Increment Financing Commission voted 4-1 to advance the estimated $39 million plan. Developer Steve Smith with the Lawrence Group, the same group behind developments like the City Foundry, says that Grand Center is an area of the city that's prime for new development.
I think we as a community, civic leaders, political leaders, residents, business leaders, we all have to work together to make the St. Louis more attractive, and I think Grand Center is one of the opportunities to do that.
The proposal would earmark half of any new property tax revenue generated over a 20-year period for public infrastructure improvements. The proposal now goes to the full Board of Aldermen, which is in its summer recess until September 11th. A $135,000 grant aims to help more parents with young kids access childcare in North St. Louis. As STLPR's Rebecca Thiel reports, Lutheran Family and Children's Services says there's a severe shortage in affordable childcare for working families with babies and toddlers.
The money will go to create two new classrooms for kids under age 3 at Hilltop Child and Family Development Center. That's close to the St. Louis City-County border near Jennings. Hilltop plans to renovate its existing classroom, dividing the room with a new wall and adding a sink, cabinet, and changing table. The center hopes to care for 15 more babies and toddlers through its Early Head Start program, which serves families with incomes at or below the poverty line. The grant comes as the Trump administration has proposed several changes to Head Start. That includes getting rid of standards that set child-teacher ratios and require services for kids with disabilities and English language learners. I'm Rebecca Thiel, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois health officials say they will not change the state's vaccine recommendations despite an executive order from President Donald Trump. The president signed an order this week that says doctors should space out immunizations given to children and in some cases reduce the overall number of vaccines they receive. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that plan would harm families and that there's no science or new evidence to back up the president's position. Illinois health officials agree with that and have said their vaccine schedule recommendations will not change. Missouri health officials also follow the CDC's current vaccine requirements and have not announced any changes based on the executive order. A surgical team at SSM Health Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital has performed a rare partial domino heart transplant. STLPR's Sarah Fenton reports that doctors hope this procedure will offer more kids who need organ transplants the chance to find a donor.
2-year-old Luciana was born with a heart defect. The valves of her heart didn't work right. In the past, kids like her needed synthetic valve replacements, but those don't grow as patients get bigger. The solution comes from other transplant patients. In the past, when they received a new organ, their old one was discarded, even if parts still worked. The operation this month used valves from another transplant patient that will hopefully grow alongside Luciana. Her dad, Bobby Peters, says that means fewer surgeries in the future.
This offers the chance of these pieces that don't grow with them, that are either artificial or manufactured, or preserved tissue, this offers a chance for them to grow with her.
10 days after the procedure, Luciana is healing up at her home in South St. Louis County. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Hope you feel better soon, sweet girl. This is STLPR. It was vaudeville star W.C. Fields who warned, never work with animals or children. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman set off to find out what happens when St. Louis Shakespeare Festival ignores that old axiom.
There are less than 2 weeks before opening night, and the cast and crew of St. Louis Shakespeare Festival's production of The Two Gentlemen of Verona are taking a break from rehearsals for one last important audition.
Who do we have here?
This is Tyson.
Tyson. He must be Randall.
Yeah.
It's like any casting call. Nervous actors pace the hallways, waiting for the moment that could lead to their big break. But there's one key difference. When Rebecca Scallet directed Two Gentlemen for Arkansas Shakespeare Theater, the dog who would play Crab had already been selected. This time, it was her choice.
This dog has to be able to come on stage, sit quietly while there's lots of action going on around him or her. A dog that's calm, who has a really good demeanor, but also a very expressive face.
Crab is the four-legged companion of Launce, loyal servant to one of the titular Two Gentlemen. He's loyal, but not well-behaved. He steals a woman's food, pees on her skirt, and rips a rancid fart. In fact, Crab spends one of his three scenes on stage listening to his owner, played by Jason Heil, rant about him.
Oh, 'tis a foul thing when a cur cannot keep himself in all companies. You shall judge.
I think the audience is going to find that at least very amusing, that how can anyone really be upset at this gorgeous, adorable dog? And for me as Launce, I'm trying to convince the audience, well, no. You haven't lived with Crab like I have.
Heil is an animal lover, but Two Gentlemen marks the first time he's acted alongside one. He says working with the dogs as scene partners helps him find fresh material in the script.
Acting is reacting, the sort of cliche, but it's true. The dog kind of has a little bit of the power, and I have to react and be there in the present.
Are you prepared to be upstaged by a living being?
Absolutely, and to be honest, a little relieved.
Due to the number of performances, Scallet cast 5 dogs in the role. That includes Dill, a 15-year-old shepherd mutt owned by Ellie Walsh Rock. Walsh Rock was familiar with Two Gentlemen, but dug a little more into the character of Crab after Dill was selected.
I read apathetic old dog that's a little ill-behaved, and I was like, oh my God, that's my dog.
Dill had a major health scare last year. Walsh Rock says the audition is part of her effort to enrich whatever time he has left. She says he seems to be enjoying his stage career.
He just likes being in spaces where there are people. And if I'm there, then it's just better for him. So, yeah, the actors would come over and pet him in between takes. And he's like, oh, my gosh, new friends.
The Two Gentlemen of Verona is, at its core, a story about love, loyalty, and the absence of both. Director Rebecca Scallet says Launce and Crab's relationship is no different.
Launce loves Crab so much. He's such an important part of his life. That's why all of the scenes that he has with him, he's such a big part of those. So I think that relationship absolutely is one of the key relationships of the play.
Performances of Two Gentlemen continue through September 6th at parks across the St. Louis region. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
See some pup pics at stlpr.org. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music's by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Have a great Thursday.